In the heart of Italy, in the seaside town of Rimini, a young woman once lived whose life would become a quiet but powerful testimony of holiness. She was not famous, nor did she hold great titles. Through her simplicity, joy, and profound love for Christ, she became a beacon of light. Her name was Carla Ronchi. Carla Ronchi was born on April 27, 1936 in Rimini, Italy. She grew up in a humble home, nourished by her family's Catholic faith. From a young age, Carla was cheerful, lively, and full of energy. Yet, hidden beneath her playfulness was a deep seriousness about life's true meaning. As a child, she felt drawn to God in prayer. She loved the simple beauty of her parish, the Eucharist, and the Virgin Mary. Even then, her heart was being prepared for something extraordinary. Holiness in the ordinary. Carla did not enter the convent, nor did she take religious vows. Instead, she discerned that her path to holiness was to be lived in the lay state, consecrated to Christ in the world. She became a seamstress by profession, but what truly defined Carla's life was a mission as a lay catechist. With a heart burning with zeal, she dedicated herself tirelessly to teaching the faith, especially to children and the youth. Carla once said, "I want to be a living catechism, so that those who meet me may see Christ." And indeed, her joy, simplicity, and serenity won the hearts of many. She became a trusted guide, not only in words, but in the radiant example of her daily life. Carla's life was marked by prayer. Every day, she attended Holy Mass and spent long moments before the Blessed Sacrament. Her devotion to the Rosary was unshakable. Our Lady was a constant companion. But prayer was never separated from action. She visited the sick, cared for the poor, and offered a friendship to those who felt abandoned. She understood that true holiness is not reserved for monasteries or priests alone, but in the universal call of every Christian. In her late 20s, Carla's health began to fail. She was diagnosed with lung cancer, an illness that would lead her to a final purification. Suffering did not make her bitter. Instead, she united her pain to the cross of Christ. She offered everything, her work, her prayers, and finally her illness, for the conversion of souls and the sanctification of priests. Those who visited her hospital bed remember her smile, her serenity, and her words of encouragement. Even in agony, she radiated peace. She said, "When I suffer, I feel closer to the cross and closer to the love of Jesus." On April 2, 1970, at just only 34 years of age, Carla Ronchi passed into eternal life. She died as she had lived, smiling, serene, and in the arms of God. Her funeral became a testimony of her impact. Many who knew her spoke of her holiness, her joy, and her love. Her memory did not fade with time. Instead, it grew stronger. Carla Ronchi's life is a reminder for us all that holiness is not about extraordinary deeds, but about living with extraordinary love. Inner simplicity, inner prayer, and inner catechesis, and in a final offering of suffering, she showed us the face of Christ. May her story inspire us to live our own vocation with fidelity, and may we one day, like her, hear the words of the Lord. "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." Venerable Carla Ronchi, pray for us.